work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com.
President Trump will issue another pardon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza was charged with breaking campaign finance laws, and he pleaded guilty in the case but hasn't served any prison time. The case involved donations made to former New York Republican Senate candidate Wendy Long. President Trump says D'Souza was treated very unfairly by the government, and that's why he's granting him a full pardon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The manhunt continues for Stephen Wiggins. Wiggins allegedly shot a Tennessee sheriff's deputy during a traffic stop yesterday. Police are offering a $7,500 reward to help them find Wiggins. Jeff Bledsoe is with the Dickinson County Sheriff's Department in Tennessee.
Our heart shattered with this. This is one of our best deputies. He's one of the guys that puts it on the line every day to keep our community safe.
Taking a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street, currently the Dow Jones is down over 200 points today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
One of the things President Trump hopes to work with Democrats on is fixing our crumbling infrastructure and also working on our mass transit systems. But what can be done to fix it? Well, Stephen Brill is author of a new book titled Tailspin, The People and Forces Behind America's 50-Year Fall and Those Fighting to Reverse It. Brill reminds us how our roads and bridges got in such rough shape in the first place.
But we had kind of a heyday in the post-war period, the 60s and 70s. We built the interstate highway system. We turned Idlewild Airport into Kennedy Airport. We built, you know, big airports in Dallas and at Dulles in Washington. We built the World Trade Center. We built the Verrazano Bridge. It was the, you know, we built rapid transit systems in Washington and Atlanta and San Francisco. And then we stopped. And we stopped because government became, you know, increasingly polarized, and increasingly our political leaders thought only of the short term, and infrastructure is a long-term issue. You know, to take the most obvious example, it's great if you build a rapid transit system in Washington, you know, called the Metro, but then if you don't spend any money to repair it and keep it in good repair, you get to the year 2015 and 16, and the system collapses.
Time will tell if President Trump will be able to do anything regarding infrastructure. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know, I didn't go far enough. I have to do a little bit more on this Bitcoin story, initial coin offering story. I am not satisfied. I'm feeling unsatisfied. Remember that Teddy KGB from the movie Rounders? You know, it's funny. I watched the television show on Showtime, Billions, and they basically brought John Malkovich back, revamping his Teddy KGB role there on Billions. Anyway, you are buying into an initial coin offering. Somebody said, hey, I've got a white paper, and I'm going to come up with my own currency. Here's an example. Jeremy Boker is listed as co-founder of Denaro. D-E-N-A-R-O. In investor documents for a public offering in March, which claimed to have raised $8.3 million, Mr. Boker boasted of his cryptocurrency startup's powerhouse team. In his biography, he noted a respectable history of happy clients before he launched Denaro. Mr. Boker's bio image was a stock photo. There's no evidence that he actually even exists. The rest of his team were fictional as well, except for two freelancers who said that they were paid by people unknown to them to market the project. The principals behind Denaro couldn't be identified, and attempts to reach the company went unanswered. The real person whose image was repurposed as Mr. Boker's turns out to be this banker in Poland. They took the picture off his personal website. Investors have poured billions of dollars into these initial coin offerings. And guess what? They've lost billions of dollars. And remind everybody again. Forrest Gump said, stupid is as stupid does. You think that it's going to work. You think that it's going to work out. That's great. That's great. Have fun with that. But again, I would think you would have more fun going to Vegas and getting a free drink, seeing a show, maybe getting a free brunch when you lose your money. Anyway, quickly on this story too. Wells Fargo just cannot seem to get out of its own way. Their business banking unit now got caught improperly altering information on documents related to corporate customers. I want to try to go through this. Wells Fargo, Wells Fargo has my mortgage, full disclosure. Wells Fargo, the bank, didn't steal any money. They haven't ripped anybody off. They're not the ones that forged documents. They aren't the ones that were opening up accounts for people illegally. No. Wells Fargo is nothing more than a tax ID number and a logo. People did this. Individuals did this. When I mean individuals, don't tell me that this wasn't batted around in a conference room somewhere at Wells Fargo headquarters. Because it was. It was. This is systematic. There wasn't one person's fault. There was many people that were involved with this and all of the other scams that they pulled off. Have you known anybody at all? Anybody at all lose their job? Oh, yeah, they did some clawbacks on some of their executives. Anybody go to jail? I mentioned this, I think, last week. The punishment for using a fake ID in Key West. I don't know how I thought of this, but I remembered when I went to Key West on spring break when I was in college. I remember kids getting caught with fake IDs, had to go the next day, and they had to wear like a special little suit and go out there and clean the beach. That was the punishment. The punishment for using a fake ID in Key West is worse than ripping people off, stealing from people, forging documents, all that good stuff that goes on Wall Street, which in of itself is pretty pathetic and sad. Anyway, here's a big fat, actually two, gigantor. See, I told you so moments. Not one, but two. Goldman Sachs comes out this past week, and they say, computerized trading may make the next flash cash worse. No kidding. Could be me calling me crazy, but wasn't computerized trading part of the reasons why we've had these flash crashes? Yeah, it's going to make it worse. Of course it's going to make it worse. There's no real reason for the existence of these high-frequency trading platforms. I'm still trying to figure out how all this stuff happened to come about so quickly. I do. I miss the days of the specialist on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. I actually miss the New York Stock Exchange. Stock Exchange, not Stock Exchange. It's nothing more than a soundstage now. It really is. But of course, this is going to make matters worse. But you know that if you've been listening to this program. So how do you deal with it? How do you deal with it? The best way that I can kind of describe and put this into words for people, we're going to use a ride. Okay, I'm talking about an amusement park. You go on some of the new rides that they have, say if you go to Universal Studios in Orlando, many of the new rides that they have, they're rides, but they're also incorporating virtual reality, and there's screens in front of you and all sorts of stuff. So let's just say you're on a ride, and they've got the latest and greatest virtual reality there, and something jumps out at you and scares you. Boo. Okay? You may have jumped there for a second, but you're on a ride, and you know that it's an illusion, and it's not real. So that's how I like people to think of a lot of these crashes, flash crashes, and when the volatility really kicks into high gear, look at it as an illusion. Okay, it may startle you a little bit that day, but there is no reason in the world to overreact. That is exactly what the powers that be want you to do. They want you to be frightened. They want you to be scared. They want you to do things that are not in your best interest, your financial interest. It's amazing to me that if you go to a movie theater and you, crowded movie theater, and you yell fire, illegal, right? People are going to get hurt. How is it that all these people in the media, Wall Street, how is it that they yell fire all the time? Financial fire, world's going to end, sky's going to fall, you better get out. Well, they know how their bread is buttered. Which moves on to my next See I Told You moment story. We told you right here on the program that all of the volatility that has taken place this year was going to be fantastic for Wall Street. Super duper awesome for the big brokerage firms. We told you right here on this program that they are making a fortune based upon this volatility. And I can't even believe they let this cat out of the bag. I cannot believe they allowed this information. Maybe they were afraid that people were going to get a hold of it anyway, and they know that it's not going to get picked up all over the country. Most people don't care. They don't cover these types of stories. Too busy covering Stormy Daniels. But anyway, Goldman Sachs made $200 million on what day? What day this year? February 5th. February 5th this year was when the VIX surged by 116%, which was its biggest one-day move on record. The S&P 500 plunged 4.1%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped by 1,100 points. Did we or did we not tell you right here on the program that that was a great day for Wall Street? Oh, yeah, yeah. You see all the time, right? You see the days like that. The media rolls out the stock photography of the traders holding their heads, looking like they're going to cry, and it's a big disaster. They made a fortune on that day. Why? Because of the greater fools. Because of the people that get scared, freaked out, run, sell. Days like that, you know how difficult it is to get out of a position and they keep dropping the bid on you and they let it drop and then they scoop all of that stock up way down there at the bottom because they're smart. Isn't it a high time that you started being smart as well? And stop falling for all of the crap, all of the nonsense that they continue to push on you again and again and again. And Goldman Sachs mentioned, I can't believe they told everybody they made that type of money. But it wasn't just them. Each and every one of the big banks did the exact same thing. I almost think that they got it on some sort of timer or schedule, where they try to induce, and they can use the high-frequency traders, try to induce a major sell-off every now and then. Because, hey, it's profitable. Anyway, let's take a quick break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great, great stuff right there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be right back.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. Our life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mike Hewitt here. President Trump refers to MS-13 as animals. Democrats defend them. I disagree with them both. Animals don't engage in the activities MS-13 does. Evil does. Think about it. Seattle with $12 million bike path miles, an overwhelming homeless problem, the Beacon School in New York City offering a moment of silence to Hamas victims. Meanwhile, Chuck and Nancy now want to drain the swamp. The FBI spied on Trump for his own protection. A 62-year-old kills his family members with an SUV. A teenage burglar kills an officer with a car. An airline passenger pees on the seat in front of him. 58,000 living in the streets in L.A. A teen kills 10 with a shotgun rather than an AR, and so that doesn't qualify for the 7-day news cycle. Is it any wonder, is it any surprise the Reuters confirms there's no blue wave coming, low millennial and younger turnout, and Republicans are now ahead in the general ballot polling? Get beyond the obvious at themikehewittshow.com.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you.
Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/custom and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. HelixSleep.com/custom.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I'm trying to figure out what this intro is. We got helicopters going. Oh, okay. I haven't heard this song in a long time. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. All right. Get into a little bit of financial planning stuff and, again, talk also a little bit about college stuff as well. All the grads. You seeing them already? The various different graduation ceremonies around the country. All the kids writing on the top of their caps at how much debt they're in right now. Anyway. Well, we got a survey came out. One in three Americans has less than $5,000 in retirement savings. 33.33333%. Huh. The Federal Reserve's most recent survey of consumer finances shows that the median bank balance among U.S. consumers is $2,900. I can go on. 33% of baby boomers have between $0 and $25,000 saved for retirement. 58% of U.S. retirees said that they will rely on Social Security as their major source of income. Again, I want to remind everybody that Social Security is running out of money. The Board of Trustees state this in their annual report, projecting Social Security trust funds will become fully depleted in 2034. That's 16 years. That's not that far off. What does that mean? Well, I've seen what happens. I've seen what happens around the globe. Pensions get cut. Oh, you think that Bernie Sanders is going to ride to the rescue? People. You have to stop relying upon others for your future. When I mean relying upon others, I mean relying upon the government. This is something you need to take very, very seriously. You know, you set these dates and these things that you want to do and you want to retire and all. Listen, maybe some people could. And to each his own, everybody's different. I get that. I understand that. But to rely upon the government to take care of you? And I can't tell you, people, how long we've been talking about this very topic to our new listeners here on the program. One of the things that we do, we've always done, when it comes to Social Security and someone's retirement plan, we tell them to pretend like you're not going to get it. Pretend like you're not going to get it, because if you pretend like you're not going to get it and you get it, it's like a bonus. Right? It's a bonus. Yay! Look at this big bonus I've got here. I wasn't planning on getting it, but you're prepared. You're prepared in case you don't. You're prepared in case it gets reduced. It's interesting. There was a study that came out this past week asking people, how much do you need to be wealthy in America? And numbers vary. Generational differences. Millennials seem to think that you need $1.3 million to be financially comfortable, $2 million to be wealthy. Baby boomers say you need $1.6 million to be financially comfortable and $2.7 million to be wealthy. Obviously, different numbers there. But again, it's a little bit, I'll be honest, it was a little bit higher than I expected. Really is. I think it was a little bit higher than I was expecting. So people are starting to get it, maybe. Starting to understand to some degree what things are going to cost. Anyway, before we get into some of the college stuff I've got to talk about. Well, you know, this is college stuff. I'm not kidding. This is no joke. I saw this story this past week. I had to share it with you. More Yale students demand emotional support animals. This is Yale, right? This is one of the hard schools to get into. And they're allowing kids to have emotional support animals in the dorms. Hey, parents, let me give you a quick tip right here. Here's a watchdog on Wall Street tip. If your kid needs an emotional support animal in college, your kid is going to the wrong school. Your kid is going to the wrong institution. That school is just way too difficult for your child. That they need an emotional support animal. What is it with these emotional support animals now? You have people bringing them on planes and all this nonsense. Anyway, it was a story this past week in the Wall Street Journal, and I wanted to share it with everybody because I think it's important. Story was, not everyone should go to college. Vocational education won't succeed so long as society consigns it to second-class status. And that's a shame. It really is. I have a bit of a different perspective than a lot of my peers. And I knew that when I started on Wall Street. Most of the kids that I started working with on Wall Street came from a lot of money, came from older families that had a lot of money. Even when I went off to college, I was one of the poor kids on campus. And I didn't grow up poor. I grew up middle class, upstate New York. But I grew up doing vocational work. I spent a good portion of my life as a janitor, working for my father's janitorial business. He was yelling at my son this past week. I said, you know, he was going and doing stuff with his friends on the weekend. And I did one of those. You know, when I was doing it, I was washing dishes at a restaurant. But all of these various different jobs and things give a little bit of a different perspective on the importance of this type of work. And the reality is that we've turned high schools into prep schools. Not everyone should go to college. And there's something to be said for all of these careers that can be taught at vocational schools. That's a quick break right here. One sec. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The Trump administration is putting a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum to Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Now, the European Union has immediately said they would impose countermeasures in response to the United States' actions. As for China, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy says they're not out of the woods quite yet.
We were hoping that China would take some good faith efforts to reduce some of their barriers, to make commitments in regard to the stealing of intellectual property. They haven't gone far enough, and so I think the president's going to keep the steel and aluminum tariffs on the table.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and North Korea's former military intelligence chief continued their talks today to salvage the once-on-again-then-off-again summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Former ambassador to the UN and governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson, likes what he's hearing.
The good thing that I saw is that they had dinner last night, Pompeo and the North Korean.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. You know, I read that story past week, Wall Street Journal, about how we need to kind of rejigger high schools and start getting kids into various different vocational programs. And we also need to remove the stigma from those jobs. I can't stand it. I hate elitists. I hate people that look down upon others based upon what they do. It drives me absolutely berserk. I can't tell you how many clients we have at Murkowski Investments that are multi-millionaires that didn't go to college. They didn't go to college. Plumbers, electricians, mechanics that are doing quite well in their businesses. And it's looked down upon? Why? Why? Somehow you get yourself a degree in, I don't know, 14th century Russian literature or gender studies, and you're somehow better than the guy that fixes your car? I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. But unfortunately, that's the way we view things. You know what I thought of? I thought of the scene and the movie The Breakfast Club. And I hadn't seen the movie for a while. So I actually went up and looked up the quote and exactly what happened. And you had the one character, Andrew, who was the real smart kid. He was a math club, and he was in the physics club, and he was talking about how he why he was in detention, because they were all in detention on a Saturday. And he was saying he got in because, he got a bad grade on a project in shop. He failed. The kid's name was Brian, I think, in the movie, if I'm not mistaken. He was upset at himself. He says he was stupid. I'm failing shop. We had this assignment to make this ceramic elephant, and we had 8 weeks to do it. It was like a lamp, and when you pull the trunk, the light was supposed to go on. My light didn't go on. I got an F on it. Never got an F in my life. When I signed up, you know, for some course, I mean, I thought I was playing it real smart, you know, because I thought I'd take shop because it would be an easy way to maintain my grade point average. Now, the character, and again, I know a lot of my listeners obviously remember this movie. Remember Bender by Judd Nelson? He asked him, he said, why did you think it'd be easy? He says, you ever seen some of the dopes that take shop? I take shop. You must be a blanking idiot. I'm a blanking idiot because I can't make a lamp? No, you're a genius because you can't make a lamp. Brian asked Bender, he said, well, what do you know about trigonometry? Bender says, I could care less about trigonometry. Bender, did you know that without trigonometry, there'd be no engineering? Bender's response, without lamps, there'd be no light. And again, just throwing it out there at a lot of parents. Yeah, again, I've advised a lot of parents in this regard over the years, because you could teach your kid, you can encompass business skills, all of these various different things. I'm going to do a little bit out to our graduates here. I'm reading a book right now I want to share with everybody. And I highly recommend it. I highly recommend it. It's a guy that I've often cited here on the program. He makes many appearances on television. You may be familiar with him. Ken Langone. Ken Langone is one of the founders of Home Depot. And he's a guy that I've always looked up to. I have the utmost respect for him in many, many different ways. And he's got a book out right now. And this is, you want a good present for a grad, obviously you're going to give the grad a check. I understand that. The name of the book is I Love Capitalism. It just came out. Just came out. It's just perfect timing, a great gift for college graduates. I Love Capitalism, Ken Langone. I want to talk a little bit about the book. I'm going to share. It's just good. It goes right along with the whole idea here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm going to take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be right back.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you.
You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I'm going to give a quick example of the type of character. Because really, that's all I really look for in someone. What is their character like? What is this person really like? Type of character, Ken Langone. Give an example. Ken Langone was invited to be a participant in one of Bernie Madoff's latest and greatest investments. You know, Bernie Madoff, we all know him now, in jail. But at the time, he was known as this investment guru. He was the best and the brightest out there. But he was losing it. His firm was falling apart. He needed to raise new capital right away to keep the Ponzi scheme going. So he came up with this idea for this new fund, which was just a little bit better than his other fund. And only specific people could get in it. And it was going to have a higher level of return than his existing clients had. So he invites Ken Langone in and he's pitching him on this idea, this new fund. And Ken smelled a rat. You can tell he's a guy who's got character. Rather than saying, ooh, I'm going to get a better deal than everybody else out there. I'm going to get a better deal and a better return than all his existing clients. Which many people would jump on. I was like, no, this is wrong. You're going to give me a better deal, a better rate of return than the clients that you've had for all of these years? This is wrong. And he walked out. Just to show you the type of character of this guy. So he was interviewed by Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal about why. Why did he write this book? He wanted to show gratitude, wants to inspire the young. If I can make it, everyone can. And he wants to show all the young people out there that socialism is not the way to go. He said, in 2016, I saw Bernie Sanders and the kids around him. I thought, this is the Antichrist. We have the greatest engine in the world. The wealthy have an absolute obligation to help others. Where would we be if people didn't share their wealth? I got 38 kids on Bucknell scholarships. They're all colors of the rainbow. Some are poor kids, rough around the edges. It's capitalism. Familiar with this, he also funds the NYU Langone Medical Center as well. Mr. Langone worries about the future of economic freedom and sees the selfishness of some of the successful as an impediment. Are there people who are greedy, who do nothing for anyone? Yes. They should feel shame. If the system goes down, they'll be part of the reason. But don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Can capitalism win the future? Langone says yes, but we have to be more emphatic and forthright about what it is and its benefits. A rising tide lifts boats. He talks about Home Depot. We have 400,000 people who work there. We have never paid anyone minimum wage. When they started Home Depot, 3,000 people they had when they started. 3,000. They came to work at Home Depot straight out of high school. They didn't go to college, pushing carts in the parking lot. You know that all 3,000 of those original employees at Home Depot are multimillionaires. Not making this up. All of them are multimillionaires. Salary, stock savings plan. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. It's important. Why not? I find it interesting. But again, the name of the book is I Love Capitalism. It's by Ken Langone. And, Dan, you got to get a gift for a grad? This might be it. That kind of a check, too. Anyway, watchdogandwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the 100 County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in 100 County.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. You're always honored to have you tuned into the big program. All right. Ken Langone, he came up in the middle of the 20th century. Peggy Noonan describes it the golden age of American capitalism. Does his example still pertain to the 21st? Yeah, it does. The future is rich in opportunity. To see it, look for it. For instance, look, people are living longer. They're living more vibrant lives, more productive. This is an opportunity to accommodate the needs of older people, better products, cheaper prices, help them get what they need. Ken Langone grew up in blue-collar Long Island, New York. Neither of his parents finished high school. Father was a plumber who wasn't very good at business. His mother worked in the school cafeteria. And they lived paycheck to paycheck. He wasn't a very good student. But he had one thing going for him. I loved making money. Got my first job at 11 and worked two at a time. Paper boy, butcher shop boy, caddy, lawn work, grocery clerk. Every single one of those jobs I had except butcher shop boy, even though I did work in a grocery store. He didn't mind. I wanted to be rich. He got into Bucknell University, where the registrar saw something in him despite his grades. He scraped through, enjoyed economics class. His mother prayed every day to St. Anthony that he'd find good sense and self-discipline. He got married, and he looked for work on Wall Street. Found some after struggling, and he went to New York University at night for a business degree. You know what that business degree night school program is called now at NYU? The Langone Program. By the spring of 1965, he was not yet 30, and he was earning $100,000 a year in commissions alone. He loved mergers and acquisitions. For his first initial public offering, he nailed down Ross Perot. By his mid-30s, he was Perot's banker and quite full of himself. But anyway, his business wobbled after time, but you know what? He put it back on track. Then came Home Depot. Here's some rules that Ken offers. These are great rules to live by. Number one, take your religious faith seriously. His Catholicism gave him safe harbor in storms and left him sensitive to the plight and needs of others. Number two, marry for the long run. He's been married for 63 years. When things were good, she cheered him on. When they weren't, she let him know. She would always be there for him. Win, lose, or draw. For three, you teach values by living them. Don't say, do. People absorb eloquent action. Four, pray at the feet of hard work. Be ravenous in reading about your field, whichever you wind up and for however long. Number five, money solves the problems money can solve. Don't ask more of it. And don't be ashamed of wanting it. A kid once said to me, money doesn't buy everything. I said, well, kid, I was poor. And I can tell you right now, Poverty doesn't do a very good job either. Number six, stay excited. Seven, I like this one too. Talked about this. Understanding the reality, the terrain around you. Admit it, then change it. This is great because I understand this completely. When Langone couldn't get a job at Goldman Sachs, Kidder Peabody, White Weld, one of the executives took him aside. I'm not kidding you. This is how Wall Street used to work. It's gotten better. One of the executives took him aside. And he said, let me tell you how this works, Ken. We have Jewish firms for Jewish kids, and we have WASP firms for WASP kids. The Irish, we make clerks and put them on the floor of the stock exchange. And Italian kids like you, we put in the back office. When Ken Langone started to succeed, he started to hire. And he brought in the sons of cops who went to St. John's. This contributed to the democratization of Wall Street. Number eight, when you're successful, you'll put noses out of joint, even among colleagues who benefit from your work. Be careful about jealousy, but in the end, roll with it. It's human nature. When you piss off the old guard, become the old guard and help the clever rise. Many of you, I know, have dealt with this. A lot of very, very successful people listening to this program. And throughout life, you learn. You do learn. You learn who your friends are, who really cares about you, who really care about you and are excited for your success. And there are the others that will talk you down, try to pull you back down rather than lift you up. And number nine, there's no defeat except in giving up. You are going to fail. So what? So what? Keep going. Something is going to work. Again, the book I Love Capitalism, Ken Langone. I normally do not do this, give book reviews or kudos here on the program, but I feel that I have to. Several stories this past week again. The amount of kids out there that think socialism is this great alternative, and how Bernie Sanders is trying to get his Bernie Sanders army up and going again. And more handouts and more giveaways, and I can't make it without the government's help, and the American dream is dead. No. No, it's not. Anyway. Got to go to break, kids. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a senior North Korean official ended their talks today in New York City. Secretary of State Pompeo then updated us on those meetings.
Through these series of meetings, I'm confident we're moving in the right direction. Today, Vice Chairman Kim and I discussed how our countries could come together and take advantage of the unique opportunity that our two leaders have created through their visions of the future that they have so clearly articulated. The proposed summit offers a historic opening for President Trump and Chairman Kim to boldly lead the United States and the DPRK into a new era of peace, prosperity, and security.
President Trump is in Santa Fe, Texas, where he's meeting with family members and community leaders that were affected by the school shooting there earlier this month. On the plane, now the president did say something rather curious, where he had talked about pardoning both Martha Stewart and former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down